at restoreoftheheartland.com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you on this Tuesday morning in the Little Apple, here with Riley County Appraiser Greg McHenry. And we were just talking about some real estate numbers. And let's go ahead and shift a little bit to Topeka, where you've been making some trips. You were there last week, and you were telling me during the break that you're going to make another trip tomorrow with some Senate hearings, I believe.
Yes. Last week, we had the opportunity to kind of participate in two Senate hearings, an hour-long session on Tuesday and Wednesday, Senate Assessment and Taxation Committee. And what they're doing is trying to get an overview of the appraisal process, including the appeals process and everything that goes into the work that our offices do statewide. And, you know, it's one of those things where a lot of folks were around, probably, when reappraisal was voted on. They probably voted for reappraisal. Almost about 70%, I think, of the voters that participated in that election voted in favor of reappraisal back in the mid-80s. But we've kind of forgotten why we did it and what that resulted in. And so ourselves and the Property Valuation Division, a division of Department of Revenue, our state oversight agency, I got to spend some time talking about those things and sharing with the senators on the committee why it's important to keep the system that we have in place. You know, the system in Kansas is based on fair market value, and that provides a standard of equity. You know, that makes certain that if you and I own the same home and the same block and the same taxing unit, one or the other of us isn't paying too much in property taxes compared to the other, because we're all held to that same fair market value standard. And we were able to share some examples of why that's important, talk about the grading process, valuation process the state implements on each county's office. There are very tight standards and tests, compliance tests and procedures that are put in place to make sure that we're doing our job and following those state standards. And so we spent quite a bit of time talking about that.
And we've talked about it on this program quite a bit over the past few years. And I know some I talked with you quite a bit when I was at the newspaper writing about appraisal and some of those issues. And I think one thing that people don't understand is that appraisers in the state are held to are held to a standard, and with math and numbers and, yeah, you know, real statistics, and not just it's not opinion or anything like that. You're right. You're held to a ratio, a commercial ratio and a residential ratio as far as what your office appraises a value compared to that fair value mark, and you got to be a certain percentage. Well, I think between 90 and 110,
right. Yeah, and obviously we don't want to be over 100. The ratios we're talking about are simply the county's value divided by a sale price of a property that is sold. So every property that sells in our county, and they do this in every county, the state does, is a ratio is calculated. And at the end of the year, they put all of those ratios into an array, and they try to see what the average or mean and a median or midpoint ratios are. And those median ratios are extremely important, because that's part of our state law that we stay in that standard of median ratios being within 90 to 110%. So in Riley County, what does that mean? Typically our residential ratios are 97 or 98%. And typically on the commercial side of things, we struggle to remain at that 90%. But keep in mind, you know, commercial properties are complex, and
especially recently,
yes. And they also don't have the frequency of sales or numbers of sales that we do on residential. We're blessed to have a fairly large number of residential sales here each year, because we're a community that's in transition every year to some degree. So that helps us be even more accurate. But we typically, based on those ratio studies and what we call procedural compliance studies, where the state is grading us on our studies, our analysis, meeting the deadlines, all their other standards, We're typically in the top two or three in the state at the end of the year when you look at those overall scores. And, you know, Frank Martin said, why settle for second when first is available or something like that? That's kind of our mindset in the office. We do want to try to be the best because we're taxpayers and voters as well, and people are giving us resources to do a good job. So that's our goal, is to always be as the best that we can be.
And also, again, I just want to remind listeners, when you're talking about that percentage, that's percentage within how close you are to that actual fair market value,
right,
which is very key.
Right. That ratio, county value divided by sale price, tells us, are we within that 10%, are we within 3%, et cetera. And our goal is to be as close as we can to 100% without going over that, because the further you get away from the threshold, the easier it is to have inequities where someone might be paying more or less than their fair share of property taxes. So we try to keep a very tight standard and make sure that the process is fair, and then leave it up to the you know, our local school boards and city and counties to determine the level of taxation. And that's a tough job that I'm glad I don't have.
Brady Bowman here with Riley County Appraiser Greg McHenry. If you do have any questions or comments, 785-537-1350 is the number to call. And Greg, going with that system, again, you plan to be at the State Senate tomorrow. You're at the State Senate last week. When we're talking about these things, and kind of, it sounds like they're really just kind of wanting an overview of kind of where things are at. But what is the alternative to this system, or how was the system shaped up before reappraisal in the mid 80s? Did you have those ratios back then?
Good question. Yeah, a lot of, there were really a couple of big reasons, in my humble opinion, why reappraisal was asked for and why about 70% of our voters voted for it. One is the first reason, the biggest reason probably, is that there were inequities. The old system was not a fair market value system. It was more based on your sale price. So if I bought my home 20 years ago, you had the exact same home next to me, the same taxing unit, and you bought it yesterday, your sale price was, price versus mine was probably quite a bit different. And so there could be some big inequities in terms of your share of the tax burden and mine. Holding everyone to that same fair market value standard each year solves that problem. The other big reason was agriculture was in a really big decline at that point in time. I grew up on a farm and ranch in north central Kansas, and it was not unusual to see foreclosure sales and auctions every month, almost every week in some instances. So
really bad time. I know that a lot of farmers and ranchers will tell you there's been some struggles the last couple of years, but it sounds like that was at a whole different level, it sounds like.
In my lifetime, that was probably right. The worst ag economy that we've seen. But it was also a point in time where corporate agriculture was starting to come into play a little more, too. And the policy setters and folks in the communities really wanted to kind of try to save the family farm, save the rural communities. And agriculture at the time was our number one industry and typically is, you know, up towards the top or at the top. So they wanted to put in a tax policy that helped farmers and ranchers, folks in ag production, try to be more sustainable. And the ag use values that we use for ag land, which are not market value, they're kind of a small fraction of market value, were a way to kind of make agriculture a little more viable by not having property taxes at market value and potentially putting more farmers out of business.
So it seemed like it was kind of an initiative to kind of help kind of save the day in a way.
It was.
For bad times, but yeah. They've kept that system.
They've kept the system in place. What you know, what it really does over the long haul is kind of protect folks in the farm community from seeing large spikes up or down in their values from year to year as values would follow market value. And it remains a very small fraction of what market value is too. So in the long run, it's in my opinion, it's a favorable policy for farmers and ranchers. There's been some debate in Topeka about changing that, mostly coming from the urban areas of Johnson County. But I think my personal opinion is it's a good system. It's a system that states like Nebraska are trying to mirror now. They were on a fair market value system for ag land and saw the negative impacts of that to their rural communities. So they're trying to come up with an ag use formula of their own, and I know they've spent a lot of time looking at our system as a possibility to replace what they have.
Let's go ahead and take our last break of the hour. Time flies when you're talking real estate and appraisal, doesn't it?
It does.
More in Focus coming up after the break here on News Radio KMAN.